We're here today with Mario Fontaine from the Canadian Union of Public Employees for the blue-collar workers of Sherbrooke, along with
Gregory Moore
and Jerry McNabb,
three representatives of the Union of the Blue-Collar Workers of the City of Sherbrooke. And we're discussing, of course, the ongoing strike that is happening in the City of Sherbrooke. A little bit of clarification is kind of needed, I think. The City of Sherbrooke is saying that they're offering you a very nice deal, 3% a year for the next 5 years. Sounds pretty nice. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's not quite 3% a year. It's not all what it's set out to be. They outlined that so they'll look good. We're actually getting 16.9% on the 7 years.
On seven years.
So we're not quite sure where they get the 21%. We still haven't figured that one out. It's not fair. They've been coming at us pretty strong with in the papers and saying things that we receive in our salaries and that, which is not true. And they're talking about people that have been at the town for about 25 years. And here in the paper, they're saying it's the new guys that are coming in that are getting these salaries. So we'd like to clarify the salary part and the offers that they're making us, which are not true at all.
Okay, so if I understand right, the City of Sherbrooke is claiming that the salaries that they're mentioning in the media, some people take that as being the salaries of people who are just starting, whereas it's really actually the salaries of people who have been there 25 years and more.
That's correct. Right? Yes, that's correct. And even with the 25 years in, it's in certain positions. It's not the guys that are in the classes, because we have 20 classes of salaries. And if the guy's been there 25 years and he's still in a class 7, he's still not making that $45,000 yet.
How does one advance in classes?
It goes by departments and the qualifications needed in each department. If a guy has more than, like a truck driver, if he's just driving the truck, he gets one class. But if he's doing snow in the winter with the snow plow and the side plow with the salt, well, that'll be another class.
And people who start at the City of Sherbrooke, how much do they make?
They make approximately 13.
Around 13.
57
an hour.
13.57 an hour. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not some of the salaries that have been mentioned in the media in the past little while.
One thing you have to remember, these guys that are making 13.57 an hour are not working full time, or not working a full year. They're part-time guys, and it makes them hard. They end up getting either unemployment, if they don't have enough time for unemployment throughout the year, then they end up going on to welfare and stuff like this. And it's not a pretty picture that the city is painting. If the reality was known, it's not that much fun for these guys sometimes, you know.
But a lot of people would say 16.9%, is it, over 7 years, still pretty good. Today, when people consider that if they get a 1% raise, they're happy. Is that an issue?
As far as I'm concerned, the money issue is quite important. It's not what everybody thinks it is. We're one of the lower paid public works in the province, and with that, it makes it kind of difficult to get ahead with some of the things that we're looking for.
Okay, in every negotiation, just to make sure that everyone knows, in every negotiation, there's always two parts to the negotiation. There's the salaries, and then there's working conditions. So how far off are you salary-wise with the City of Sherbrooke?
We're pretty close on that. It's almost, we're almost accepted on the points of the salary. It's not mainly the salary that's bothering us. It's more the conditions of work with our public relations at work. Mm-hmm. And also with the 4-day week, the thing that people don't understand is we don't want to work Monday to Thursday and nobody's working Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There'll be shifts Monday to Thursday, and there'll be others that'll work Tuesday to Friday. So mm-hmm. We're not closing or cutting any of the services. It's just we're moving around some of the people, that's all.
Oh, yeah, but it's still 4 days a week instead of five.
Yeah, but we're still 40 hours. We're not cutting down at 35 hours there.
Okay, so it's still the same number of hours.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
It's not cutting any hours or anything. It's just
10-hour days that's it's going to be worked.
Just four of them instead of five.
That's right, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Because Hydro Sherbrooke already have that in their system, and it works very well, and that's why we don't understand why we can't have it in ours.
It would seem logical that you're not asking for anything different other than doing 4 days a week instead of five, the same number of hours.
That's correct.
That's right.
And also, it'd save a lot of overtime, because often in some departments, the guys that do 8 hours, have to stay for either water main breaks or whatever job, the snow removal, and they're being paid overtime, whereas if they're doing 10 hours, they wouldn't be paid overtime, they'd be paid simple time, and there'd be people there all the time for it. So the city would really save money on the overtime with a four-day week.
That's interesting. And they're the city's not seeming to like this arrangement?
No, they don't seem to accept it at all. We don't understand why. They haven't, I don't know if they haven't calculated it or... What we're saying is the Hydro Sherbrooke already have that. What we offered was the 10-hour day, we'd be paid our half hour for our meal, but we'd take it on the spot wherever we were. And the city said, okay, well, we'll choose who we'll let stay and have their dinner on the spot and do the 10 hours. And but the union said, no, that goes for everybody, not just a certain group. You can't start picking out who you want to have those shifts in those hours.
Okay, that gets a little complicated and not too clear on people staying on the job, having their half hour for lunch. So if they would do 4 days a week instead of 5 days a week, they still have their half hour for lunch. The employer, which is the city of Sherbrooke, pays for that half hour of lunch. But it seems to be the question is where they actually eat their lunch. Is that it?
No, it's not.
No, what it is,
it's not where they eat their lunch. It's the they want to choose who's going to have those hours and what department will be allowed to have.
Okay, that. Which departments will have a paid half hour for lunch?
Yeah, and also be allowed to do the 10 hours.
our hours in the winter time are 8 hours, but in the summertime they go to 8.5 hours. Our half hour is not paid in the summertime. Or depending on what you're doing, if that's when it's paid. But now, in the wintertime, we go to a regular 8 hours, start at 7 and finish at 3, and your half hour is paid, which we take probably 15 to 20 minutes, grab a sandwich or whatever the case may be, and we carry on working. No matter where we are, we either go to the cafeteria or we go to a restaurant or whatever, as long as we stick to our times, that's what it is. But in the future, they want to be able to pick and choose who gets what.
All right, so the work hour could turn out to be, if they accepted to have 4 days a week, it could turn out to be a 10.5 hour work day, because they wouldn't pay for the half hour, so you'd have a half hour tacked on to your day of work, or not go all day long without anything to eat or any kind of break.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's also the part that the temporary employees, some of them do 12 months a year. And they've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, but they don't want to recognize them and put them in the convention as a full-time. And that's what we're asking for. We're asking for 71 of them. They offered us 13, I believe. And these 71 that we're asking for are already working full-time, 12 months a year, but they just don't want to put them in the collective agreement saying mm-hmm. that they're regular personnel. They want to keep them temporary.
Now, the city of Sherbrooke would surely say that if they add them as full-time employees, then they have all the benefits that go with the designation of being full-time employees, and they have the protection of being a full-time employee. That means the position itself is protected. And so if the position were to be cut, there could be bumping that would happen. Whereas if they're temporary, there's none of that is involved.
That's correct. They have more of a leeway with them, and which is unfair, because if the guy's already doing 5-6 years, full years, I mean, why not put him in? He's going to be there and he's staying there, and it is a position, so they're not adding any. He's there already. Yeah, some of the employees have been there for 18 to 24 years and they're still temporary employees.
All right, so it's to get that protection, that designation, and the benefits that go with being a full-time position. That seems to be one of the stumbling blocks
yes,
with the city of Sherbrooke. So if I'm understanding right, the monetary issue is the actual money part of the negotiations. You're not that far off from the city of Sherbrooke.
No, we've pretty well accepted the monetary part. We're not fighting over money. We're fighting over conditions.
All right, what are some of the other conditions that are problematic? It's all about subcontracting.
It's all about subcontracting, yeah. The union would like them to, in their vision of the future of Sherbrooke, have less subcontracting given out and more kept
more
for the employee, job protection for the employees. It's been proven already, or the union has already come out with numbers with the garbage disposal, the picking up of any parts that we are not doing, that we could do it for less than the contractors are doing it for right now. and we don't understand why the city doesn't want to save money there, and they keep paying the subcontractors and hiring more, whereas they, you know, they just don't want to build up the city employees and the vehicles and that. They don't want to give us the contracts, and they want to keep subcontracting to others.
It would be fair then to say that it seems that the city of Sherbrooke would prefer to have contractors that they're not obligated to, rather than have positions that are unionized that they then have to meet conditions for.
Yeah, that's correct, but there's also a price to pay for that, to have the subcontractors. If we've proven that we can do it for less, why don't they let us do it and save the money? The money belongs to the population of Sherbrooke, all the citizens, and they're making the decisions on themselves. Why don't they have open votes on stuff like that with the citizens and see what they think?
Oh, yeah, that's another possibility, isn't it? That the city of Sherbrooke could bring some of these issues to the population in an open forum.
Yeah, it's just like the salaries, you know. Do the citizens of Sherbrooke vote for the mayor's salary? Do they vote for the councillor's salary? I don't think they have much to say, but they, you know, in that sense, they're there to administer the city, but to what point?
And the number of public employees in the city of Sherbrooke that are represented by your union are approximately 400?
Yes, that's correct.
What we can calculate is the 16.7% over a period of 7 years. So that figures out to be 2 point something a year, which I don't think that's being overpaid. I think that's cost of living and stuff like this that's due to us. And at this point, we've been approaching our fourth year without a contract, without a raise. And I think the way things are going, I think our citizens should probably get a really honest look at things and maybe start making a few phone calls.
And what are the, because a lot of people are saying, well, they're very well paid. They're already really well paid. Why should we pay them more? Someone who's been at the city of Sherbrooke for 20 plus years, are they well paid?
Well, like I was saying before, after 25 years, the approximate salary could be 45 if you have, if you're in the right department and you have all the diplomas you need to be in that department. It's not the average person that gets that after 25 years. 25 years could run around 38 to 42 thousand. It's not even clear to the or near the 45,000 mark.
That's if you're lucky to have some overtime.
Yeah, well, if you get overtime in with that, and the thing is that another thing that's bothering the employees is we haven't had a raise in 3 years, but the taxes haven't gone down either, and they were not supposed to go up. They went up. So
that's a good point.
You know, it's like if we're not getting raises, where's the money going? You know, the union, you know, it's not just for us, it's also for the citizens of Sherbrooke. You know, where's the taxpayers' money going if we're not getting raises?
How does the city of Sherbrooke compare salary wise for its public employees with the rest of Quebec?
We're low.
We're below.
We're
below. There's six major cities in Quebec, and we're the lowest of the six.
Yeah, we are under the private sector, their salary rate. If you take the eight sections that we have, each employee is under the private sector. We make less than if we were working in the private with the same qualifications.
Is there anything else that we need to know about these negotiations? I know that right now, as we speak, you are presently on strike.
Yes, that's correct.
That's right.
Okay.
I think the mayor has a lot, big step, big move to do. He's up at bat. He's got his first strike with our convention. He's got two left. The games are coming. The elections will be coming up soon. We'll have to see how he does then.
So I understand that the strike will continue at least until the 7th. Of January.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
All right. All right. Well, I thank you very much for having come in today to speak to us about that and to explain to our listeners what is going on with the city of Sherbrooke. And I hope that you will come back and give us updates as things progress.
We'll try. Yeah. Certainly try.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Bye.